Thank you, Lord, for the grace to be flexible and help us with holy love and humility. Amen. Ouch. Mother Mary began, do not be concerned with these little glitches. These too will pass. I'm sorry, Mother. I keep messing up. You are learning, Claire. What is on your heart? Blessed Mother continued, maintaining brotherly love in the midst of changes which must take place. My very dear little ones, all of you are too sensitive to things that do not matter. Try to be flexible and work with changes that must be made. No one has things their way on this earth. All suffer indignities at one time or another. The sign of a Christian is that they focus on the important things and do not let the little things trouble them or cause strife. Living together is not always easy, but it does work. It is like heaven itself. I know you all suffer scruples when you do things badly, but try not to linger on those mistakes that everyone makes. After all, you are still children under instruction and maturing into the fullness of Jesus. There will always be things that seem major, but when looked at with the light of wisdom, are still very, very insignificant. You are all called to live with these inconveniences without complaint, yet celebrating the presence of one another. You know when one leaves, it is always painful. So appreciate the gift of one another while you have each other. This is true Christian fellowship that proves you are the disciples of my Son. Hold each other tenderly in your heart, and rather than nurse resentment for their actions, remember we are all working together to form His body and be here for one another, each with the most precious gifts you have been entrusted with. Appreciate and love one another, because each of you are rare flowers picked from the garden of the Lord to be established together. Recognize the gifts in one another and celebrate them. In this way, you will never fall into grumbling and ingratitude, which is so very displeasing to the Lord. You each are a gift to one another. Therefore, honor one another and see them as better than yourselves. This is holy love and holy humility. As you honor these things, blessed ones, you become a most fragrant bouquet of love to my Son and bring great consolation to his aching heart. Truly your brotherly love and concord consoles and brings joy to him, even in these moments. Persevere in brotherly love and casting down the temptations to complain and find fault with one another. Amen.